Kathy Eccles, good morning.
Good morning.
Come on up here, Kathy. Get on. There you are. Who'd you bring in here to studio with you today?
Oh, we've got the team from Southern Turtle Events. We've got Amanda Littler and Stacy Watkins.
Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
Hi, Stacy.
Hello.
Real quick, Stacy brought in something I want to put on Facebook here. Did you make these blocks over here?
Yes, I did.
Okay. What she's got in here is a rematch of the Super Bowl. You take glass block and you make things out of it.
Yes.
And what do you call these things right here?
Just call them lighted glass blocks.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. But I didn't know if you had a special deal. But one's the Kansas City Chiefs and one's the 49ers. And hats off to you. You made a 49ers, but you're a Chiefs fan, right?
That's right.
Okay, good deal. But we've got both bases covered right
that's
there.
That's right, yep.
Amanda, I'll go over to you here next. Now, this event that's coming up tomorrow is 9 to 5 at the Pavilion. And there is just a little bit of everything in there, isn't there?
There is.
What kinds of things can people see when they get here? And what kinds of things are they going to be able to buy?
Well, we have had over 100 vendors sign up.
Yep.
And 5 food trucks.
Great.
We also have Positively Scrumptious. It's a mobile cat cafe. She comes and she helps adopt kittens, cats.
Really?
Yes.
That's cool. See, yes. Now my stepdaughter who's listening loves cats.
Well, she needs to be
there. This is it. This would be it for her.
Yes.
So if people go to that one, that will help out.
Yes.
Yes. Her mission to find a cat a home.
Yes.
Okay,
it'll
that's
be an
cool.
outside mobile trailer by the
yeah.
food trucks.
Okay, but, cool. Yeah.
So they can have a snack and
help out.
You know, help out.
Yeah, that sounds like a cool deal right there. So there's different food trucks there for everybody,
yes.
right?
Okay. And then, you know, tons of vendors.
Yeah.
You know.
How many vendors you think you got this year?
Total, everyone was 106.
Wow.
And we sold 140 booth spaces.
Oh, so, man. It's going to be big.
It is.
Is this
it
the
is.
biggest one you think?
Yes, a lot okay. bigger than last year. And I mean, the vendors range from crafts, jewelry, home decor, food, drinks.
Yeah.
Even inside. So,
Kathy, if I go to the St. Jude Shopping Market, or let me rephrase this, if my wife goes to the St. Jude Shopping Market and I accompany her, will we find a sign that says, like, thankful, you think? Will we find a handmade sign that says,
yes,
eat?
Yes, definitely.
Okay,
yeah.
good.
Yeah. Gather, probably, and grateful, thankful.
Yeah. But in all seriousness,
yes.
there is a ton of stuff in one place tomorrow. And it's an all-day deal, so folks can just pop in whenever they want to.
Yeah, we extended the hours this year. We're starting an hour earlier than last year, so we start at 9, and we're going an hour later, so it goes till 5.
Yeah.
Just to give more opportunity for everyone to come out and shop.
Okay. And the deal is this, too. You guys, you kind of make some money here with the vendor space, right? And then people coming in, they can make a donation if they'd like as well. But there is no ticket price.
That's correct.
Okay.
And you'll get a raffle ticket at the door when you come in.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be good for a door prize. And it also helps us, you know, keep count of the attendance.
Sure.
So please take that ticket.
Yeah.
And we will be accepting donations at the door. We did very good last year in donations, so we're hoping to match or succeed what we did last year.
I'm gonna tell you guys something. You have put in a ton of work on this deal, and I saw Amanda, you were out there putting up signs the other day all across town.
Yes.
And you all have a lot of volunteers that help out, right? I don't know if you wanted to give a shout out to some folks that maybe helped y'all out.
Yes.
Go ahead. Go for it.
So we have family and friends that help us out always from all three of us here. And then we also, huge shout out to the Glacia High School Beta group. They've helped us 2 years in a row now. And those kids they're just fantastic.
Shout out to Glacia today.
Yep.
Kendall yeah. Marvel's home stomping grounds over there.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's just going to be a phenomenal day tomorrow. The weather's going to be great, but it doesn't really matter, Kathy, because you're inside and the heat and the air conditioning, so you're all good in there, yeah.
Yeah, yesterday we needed air conditioning, and tomorrow we'll need heat. Yeah.
It's Southern Illinois. It's one of those deals. So I'm telling you, this is the event to go to tomorrow. That's called the remnants of everything here. This is the event to go to tomorrow from 9 to 5. Free admission, donations accepted at the door. And really, if you can't find it there, I don't know. You know, they just don't make it. So, right.
Let us know and we'll get it for next year.
Now, you've got your Flabby Daddy sips on. Can I ask who, do you have a person when you came up with the name Flabby Daddy?
Yeah.
Kathy, is there a guy that's named after? I mean, can you say?
Yeah, it's named after my dad, obviously, okay. But he was a truck driver for 32 years.
Wow.
And that was his CV handle.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew. Yeah. I mean, I'd seen it every year in our auctions and things like that. And I'm like, I'm going to ask her. And that is a great tribute. That is wonderful. Yeah. That was a CB. See, back in the day, we had CBs.
Everybody had CBs.
Right.
And a handle.
Yeah. And you know, my friends, I did not have one, but my friends had the huge antennas on the top of the little Ford Ranger pickup truck. And right. We go hanging around. We go out in the mud, you know. Right. So I think this is just going to be a great deal. And while you're there, of course, get the Flabby Daddy dip. You make this at home? I'm sorry to keep asking you, but it's good stuff. Like
the dips are, they're phenomenal. Yeah. They're good.
All right, so do that. And then now, Amanda, now this is just how my brain thinks, because I have borderline ADD, and I apologize, but this mug you have right here, will people be able to get a mug like that out there?
Yep.
Seriously?
Yep.
That's like
that's what I do.
That's what you do. That's you take, so do you still have like the Bedazzler?
And No,
it's evolved since then.
This one here is not one that I have made, because I order these out, but I make customized epoxy tumblers.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Epoxy. I've got to get me one of them. I got to step up my game. I'm using this one here, back here, because somebody got a new mug in the house, and I just took over that one. But I think I want
your wife.
I want a specialty deal like that. So you can find that, and you can get these. And Stacy, you do this and a whole bunch more too, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All right, well, here's the deal. Southern Turtle Events putting this thing on here at the pavilion, and it is going to be fun. 9 to 5 tomorrow. It's all day, no matter what's going on. Come on in there. Donations accepted at the door. Anything else I'm forgetting, gals?
I want to say one thing. All three of us really want to thank River Radio for backing this event. I mean, you guys have been phenomenal helping us get the word out. So super special thanks. We really, really appreciate the support.
They, you're very welcome. And they always say that we just have the biggest mouths around. And so this is a cause to get behind, and you guys do phenomenal work. So hats off to you and your team too, Kathy.
Thank you.
You're
thank
very
you.
Welcome. Amanda, thank you. And Stacy, thank you as well.
Absolutely.
I had to get that Kansas City Chiefs block for my wife. She was a Kansas City Chiefs fan before the whole Taylor Swift deal.
Yes.
So
was I.
You were too.
I was.
I always like to differentiate. Like, and we welcome the newcomers,
I'm not
right?
A Swiftie. I'm probably gonna get a lot of drinks on that one, but I'm not a Swiftie.
But if you are, there'll probably be something for you at the St. Jude Shopping Market. It is going to be a huge event. We'll see you there tomorrow from 9 to 5 with New Country Z100, and it's all for the kids of St. Jude.